Good morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok, on a Tuesday morning. The primaries today, Alan, in Ohio, Illinois, Missouri, North Carolina, and Florida. Florida in particular, pretty important for Mr. Rubio. Your thoughts this morning as we await the vote?
Well, that's right. On the Republican side, this could be definitive. If, as expected, Kasich takes his home state of Ohio, that would be expected, would keep Kasich in the game and would be a good strategic move for all the others who are trying to become president on the Republican side, because it would deny Trump a clear-cut victory. On the other hand, if Trump were to win Ohio, game over for Kasich, probably game over for the Republicans who would like to be competitive with Trump for becoming president. So it is going to be a huge night. My expectation, for whatever it's worth, and that ain't much, is that Kasich will win in Ohio and that Trump will do very well in some of the other states. Now, on the Democratic side, if Bernie Sanders can repeat his Michigan win and do really well in other Rust Belt places like Ohio, then his campaign will gain red corpuscles and will move ahead. Although it is still very difficult from a mathematical point of view to believe that Hillary can lose this. Yet stranger things have happened, and if Bernie is to stay in it, this is going to be a must-win tonight, as well as some of the others that are coming along.
Ultimately, do you see a convention fight over Trump?
Well, the competitive Republicans keep saying, well, Trump wins about 30% of the vote. In some cases, it's been 40%. That leaves more than a majority out there. Their assumption, of course, is that all the votes that didn't go to Trump will not go to him in the future. And Trump keeps saying, and he's quite right, that some of those will come back to him. It looks to me like Trump is in a commanding lead. Their frustration has no limits, so that's the opposition, and they're trying anything they can to the extent that some of them are going in and saying to the Ohio voters, make sure you vote for Kasich. You know, I thought it was fascinating when Cruz said, I can't tell my people what to do, as Rubio or some of the others have done. So tonight we'll tell a lot of the story.
Is there anything that can hurt Trump? The editorial in the Times this morning, the Trump campaign gives license to violence.
Yeah, look, I think it can certainly hurt Trump to have this label attached to him. He is, of course, claiming that no such thing, that he didn't do it. In fact, when he says things like, I'll pay the legal bills of my guy who's like the other guy, that's a sort of a signal that it's okay. When he stands up on the stage and yells at the top of his voice, get them out of here, or I'd really like to punch him in the face, that's incentive also. He can claim he hasn't done anything, but he has, and throughout history we have seen this kind of approach, and that's when things really get dangerous.
Headline in the Times, allies say Obama's court pick, that Supreme Court pick, is near and will be hard for Republicans to ignore. You've been talking about this all along.
We have. I've said from the very first day, if I was Obama, I would pick somebody who the Republicans are going to have a hard time turning down. He might even pick a liberal Republican. If I'm him, I'm picking somebody who, on the crucial cases, abortion, right to life, other things like that, will be in the right spot. But we'll have to see what he comes up with. It'll be very hard for the Republicans to turn down somebody who they approved for a lower court nomination unanimously.
Finally, Alan, Vermont legislature on track to be the first in the U.S. to legalize marijuana through legislation rather than by voter initiative, in a move that advocates say could speed its acceptance across the nation.
Look, David, I know a lot of people who I respect very much, medical professionals and others, who think that marijuana is, in fact, a gateway drug. We are having an epidemic of heroin right now. If you were to accept the idea that the marijuana is a gateway, that becomes problematic in terms of the incredible problems we're having with opioid and heroin drugs. On the other hand, you'd have to be a babe in the woods not to believe that there's a whole industry out there, and it's a criminal industry, which we have created just the same way we did with alcohol during Prohibition. I personally think that the idea that marijuana becomes legal allows us to track it, allows us to see where it's going. On the other hand, there will be people who get caught into this thing.